This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. This is the Hot Wallet Podcast with some news for my fellow financial Twitter or FinTwit addicts. Let me tell you, Twitter is my most used app. It's not uncommon for me to put 2 solid hours in on Twitter on a daily basis. I just love it. I think it's the best website in the world. And yes, I pay the $8 for the blue check mark. But I do it because people make fake accounts of me and try and scam my followers. But anyways, on to the news that I want to share with you. An online trading brokerage named eToro announced today a partnership with Twitter. This will allow Twitter users to see real-time prices of stocks and crypto using cash tags. Now, cash tags are like normal Twitter hashtags, but instead of the hash mark in front of the word, it's the dollar sign in front of what usually represents a stock. So a stock ticker. So on Apple, for example, it wouldn't be hashtag Apple. It would be dollar sign AAPL. Now, these cash tags exist now and they're clickable. And for active investors, it gives you a chance to see what people are saying about a stock or a crypto. Now, this can be both helpful and harmful for an investor. Most times, other people's opinions can creep in. And sometimes you can get spooked out of a stock just because you see someone else post a chart with some lines on it that make it look like they think the stock is going down. And maybe you think the stock is going up. And so, you know, you can kind of get spooked out of a stock if you don't have a solid strategy. And that's happened to me. I've seen someone post something on Twitter and it scared me out of a position. And then later, the stock or whatever it was ended up going up. And, you know, I'm mad at myself because I let someone else's opinion inform my decision. So unless you have a real solid trading strategy, learning what other people are thinking about a stock or an asset that you're in can be harmful. So it has to be a balance, in my opinion. You really need a solid trading strategy before you let someone else influence you. But if there's breaking news or chatter about a stock, you know, it can be interesting to hear what people are saying or get the latest news using cash tags. Cash tags can tell you what you need to know. And the best part about these new cash tags with eToro is that they are potentially real time. Now, real time cash tags, real time stock prices are huge. In most cases, as an active investor, you have to pay for real-time price information for stocks. In fact, most websites will only give you stock price quotes with a 15-minute delay unless you pay for them. If you've ever used cash tags before and are listening to this on YouTube, let me know in the comments below. Something else Twitter is doing is that they may also allow eToro users to buy and sell stocks and crypto through the Twitter app, which would be a big deal. Though eToro isn't available in Canada yet, Twitter currently has over 400 million users, and giving them all access to the market and a brokerage account could make Twitter a big player in the market overnight. The world's biggest exchange, Binance, which is a crypto exchange, has 90 million users, to give you some context. So if Twitter has over 400 million and a big majority of those all of a sudden have a new brokerage account through eToro.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That could be big. This could also give Twitter users the ability to send and receive payments. If you're able to buy and sell crypto on eToro, essentially you have a wallet address, and then all of a sudden, you've just onboarded a ton of new users to Web3. In the past, Elon Musk has talked about making Twitter into an app called X. In fact, he just made the corporate name of Twitter X the other day. He's labeling it the Everything app. He wants you to be able to communicate, collaborate, commiserate, and consume goods and services all in one place. This could be a big leap for social media generally. And if it works out, it could spur other social media giants to integrate crypto, Web3, and payments into their stack. Instagram is already one of the world's biggest marketplaces. Imagine if you could buy something on Instagram, like a concert ticket, and then turn around and sell it on Twitter. With blockchain, that's hypothetically possible. Ticketmaster is already one of the biggest mainstream NFT issuers in the world. In 2022, Ticketmaster partnered with Polygon and put out over 70,000 digital collectibles to Super Bowl ticket holders. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The barrier to entry is one of the biggest things stopping people from doing self-investing. And while you should always talk to a registered and certified financial advisor to plan out your goals, allowing people to connect directly to the stock market or the crypto market with an app they already use could open the floodgates to more people taking control of their financial future. And I think that's a good thing. Yeah, you know, there's probably going to have to be some know your customer KYC things added to Twitter and probably some tax information through eToro, but that's all paperwork and that can be worked out. Having one of the biggest social media platforms in the world team up with a broker for both stocks and crypto has the ability to bring more people to the market and potentially get them closer to their financial goals. We'll follow this story and see how it plays out. Until then, please like and subscribe and follow this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Scott McGregor, at Scott Trades on Twitter. I'll see you in the metaverse.
From the bottom, ain't no half-stepping. I'm the dog, I made it through so they don't ask questions. Long Beach, and it ain't no half-repping. Once a dog, always a dog, so they don't ask questions.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.